Blog Talk Radio.
As a fact, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. The number is 914-205-5425. It's on the bottom of the screen. 914-205-5425. Copy digital. Please continue. With the degree? Yeah. I mean, and that's one thing where I think we're also lacking. Like, stop telling your kids the wrong thing. A lot of people just tell their kids, man, just go to college and just go. You know, just go. If you're gonna tell somebody to just go somewhere,
I think that's too. I think there's a reason behind that though. I am one of the type of people that thinks everything is planned and things happen for a reason. So I think the price of college went up because they knew that the president had been sent to where black people witness the college degrees which you need to go out and get into the workforce. And the price went up and then the value went down. And as the price went up and the value went down, we get finagled and going into this industry and doing what it is that we're supposed to be doing. When in all actuality, you were still technically doing the right thing, but we were told to go to college to be able to get the credentials to get into the workforce to get a great job. But in all actuality, time is the most valuable asset that we have. And so if you're exchanging your time for money at a job, then you're not getting the most value out of life. And so we need to really be having more than 5 degrees to learn how to like run businesses, manage businesses, and things like that. And you don't even actually have to have a 5 degree to be able to do that. And so we really just got finagled, long story short.
I agree. I mean, it also coincides with them taking the trade out of the schools.
Yeah.
And just...
And those weren't asking.
I mean,
you have a trade.
Shout out to Kwame Brown. Like, you can't tell a man with 3 trades a Batman thing. What you gonna tell me? I got 3 trades.
They took them out of the free high school and then make you pay for them. Like, you gotta pay for driving it. You gotta pay for all these college courses. You gotta pay to have a trade.
You don't have to pay. That's
you don't have to pay that trade. But the reality is, they used to have them in school and high school for free.
That's a fact. I mean, so you. Shh. You should get an MA in Washington. You could be an EMT. You could be a barber. You could be a fucking cook coming out of some of these schools. And now all the counselors in school are just telling you to go to college. They hand your ass a FAFSA form, putting your ass in debt, and just say, oh, go to college. Fuck that. I got a son, right? By the time he gets to ninth grade, I'm going to know whether or not he needs to go to college or not. Is either he going to go to college, if I'm going to tell him to go somewhere and just to go, I'm going to tell him to take your ass to the military. If you're going to go somewhere just to go, but don't go to college just to fucking go. Because you're going to put possibly yourself and me in debt for some shit that ain't going to get you nothing in the first place. A scholarship is different. But that's a fact, man. I mean, look, I'm actively putting away money for all of my kids to go to school if they choose to. But I'm going to have a real talk with them because I'm not going to pay for you to go to school to fuck around. Man, listen, fuck all that. If you're not about to go to school to be an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, or some shit like that, you're wasting your fucking time and my money. Exactly. You're wasting my fucking money. Yo, listen, you can have the money. Go be a police officer. Go be a firefighter. Go be an electrician. You're going to make the same amount of money or even more than someone who goes and tries to get in these fields, and you won't have no debt. And the money I save for you will be sitting right there. On your house. You know what I mean? A down payment on your house. You know what I'm saying? I can pay for your wedding, whatever you want. But yeah, we gotta teach our kid. We gotta do this shit right, man. You know if your kid need to be in college or not. You know how many niggas I grew up with that went to college and wasted their fucking time? Matter of fact, most. Yo, most of you niggas wasted your time.
I went for 3 semesters and saw I was wasting my time, so I dropped out. And I had another conversation today with another coworker. She $80,000 in debt. And she like, I ain't paying that shit because they just want to give me before I actually make a pay at all.
Good old, hey, look, good old Pat Summerall. Right. Hey, look, when I was fucking 21 years old, right, I flunked out of college for the last time. Luckily, I only went to UDC and PG Community, so I was only like $9,000 in debt.
I went to the University of Madison and my parents were so broke that the pastor gave me so many grants and shit.
Right.
I wasn't that 5 days.
I was $9,000 in debt. I said, you know what?
With my regular no degree having that job.
Nigga, I signed up. I applied for the Air Force and then I applied for the fire department. The fire department called me first. Before my report card touched down, I was already going to the fire department. Right. Shit. But yo, that's a long class. Yo, shout out to the Nigerian niggas in the front of the class. So what you are saying is God damn, nigga, I'm trying to get out of here. I will say this. I will say this. PG had the host. Yes. But other than that, it was a waste of fucking time. And money. So, God damn, yo. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It has been a hell of an episode. I can't believe we just all agreed this show. Like, that's crazy to me. But you, yeah, I started drinking when the show started, so I wasn't already drunk when it started, so I got that.
I didn't smoke before the show, and I took a nap. Waiting for this nigga.
We're self-aware on this show. We're self-aware. Self-awareness is bliss around this motherfucker.
Yeah, I can tell you that before the show every time. Why it goes the way it does.
You know what? You know why? You know when you can do that? No, final thoughts.
Oh, no, don't worry. I wasn't supposed to. I already knew that when we got the final thoughts, because it's 12:18 in the morning, I'm still tired from that nap that I just took, and I felt like we agreed on everything, and I made the point that I needed to make. I'm going to forfeit my final thoughts.
No, come on, you got to
That was not my final thoughts. I forfeit.
All right, well, okay, I'll tell you what. Give us your final thoughts and format it.
All right, bet. What was the first topic? The second topic.
What was the first topic? What was the first topic?
The first topic was Mount Vernon joint. I don't think they ended up talking about it for real. But
stop. Please elaborate though, because the video wasn't played.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna just leave it at that. CDC is no bullshit. I want to say do your own research, but. Niggas like porn would be like, everybody that's sick right now didn't get the vaccine. And then there's the other data that say, everybody that's sick right now is the niggas that got vaccinated. And so just recognize whether you're on that side or you ain't on that side, because I still don't even care to do your own thing. But recognize the chaos that they're putting you in. The fact that you don't even know. You don't even know. So I'm not going to sit here and fake like, you know, I don't want nobody else to sit here and fake like they know. I ain't going to sit here and fake like I know. What I know is they got a chaos. They got you scared of some shit that you don't even know what you're scared of. You're scared of breathing. You got fucking mask on when you step outside. Like, how much of this shit makes sense? I don't know. I don't feel like any of it does. But I am not going to inject myself with anything. I see they even made it mandatory for schools and all that shit. Yeah, we're going to see what happens for me when I'm in the school. I'll be there. Yeah, I heard. Simple as that. So I want to say. Next topic was Bill Sweating and all of that. You make the bed that you lay in. You lay in the bed that you made. Something like that.
Stop the cap, nigga.
Make the money. All right, you got to get out. Share spend that. What else did we talk about?
Dr. Dre.
I don't care how old my kid is, if I made him and they're struggling, I don't know. So can't say that I agree with him, but I also recognize if you cross people once a million times, they don't owe you anything, even people that cross you. So more power to her. Hopefully she can earn feet. Anything else?
I like that button. college. Look at you now.
Look at you now. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. But that, nah, but for real, it's made it very easy to pay off my student loan debt. And I also recognize where the trajectory of the world was going. Like, I recognize that there were a lot of people in positions of power that didn't necessarily have or need degrees. And I also recognize that put your mind to something and you put the work behind it, you can be done anything, even if white people don't officially say that you're qualified. And that's all the degrees. The current field that I'm in, I spent 33 years living. So it wasn't a 4, 8, 12 years of degrees on teaching me anything. That community, that neighborhood, these streets and so on. So, yeah, here we are, like I said. Yeah, my final thoughts.
Conan, let's go.
Oh, shit. He's so hype over the buttons. I'm just trying to hear it. Oh, you can't. I'm sure he was on fire. He's so hype over it.
He liked degrees so much, he took my degrees. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
And the CDC.
What does that mean, Bowen?
Y'all think it's funny as shit, man. That's your final thoughts? All right, real quick. Yo. All right, let's run down this room. Let's run down this name. I'm gonna start in a random order. Okay. Dr. Dre's daughter. I think this is that's a cut and dry issue. I don't understand why or how anyone was sympathized with this woman. You were raised, or at least taken care of, by one of the richest people in American history. Most specifically, one of the richest black people in American history. I don't know what their relationship was like growing up, but the facts say that he took care of you. He provided you with everything you needed. And you chose the road of least accountability. So you get what you get. Dr. Dre took care of you for 35 years. Baby daddy after baby daddy after baby daddy. After baby daddy. That's four, right? Four baby daddies. And you had the nerve to come out and blast that man publicly in the Me Too era when this man is your bread and butter. I mean, hey, he may have allegedly went upside a few chicks' heads, but he didn't go upside yours.
He probably did. I mean,
I'm just saying, he took care of you. So at the end of the day, like, that's your bread and butter. Understand your position. Got you. Understand your position and understand, like, yo, you were a privileged person growing up that most of us, you were a privileged thing that most of us didn't get up until the age of 35 when you decided to go rogue. So you get what you get, man. The man don't want to talk to you, he don't want to talk to you. Get your shit together. What's the next topic? The CDC. So we really didn't get much into the video that I wanted to play because of technical difficulties. I blame the Illuminati for cutting off the sound. Prove it, motherfucker. Prove it. Oh, where's my button?
Hey, you the one with the record breaking.
Fuck him. Fuck him. Yo, the Sanchez is the fucking G, man. Fuck it. Let that nigga rock. If the people are Florida rocking with him, let them niggas rock. They go.
Florida, man.
Hey. They gonna play it how it goes. Now, the college situation. Listen, man, I got a bridge in Brooklyn that I want to sell you. Don't spend your money on the degree in communications. Give it to me. I'll sell you a bridge. Listen, man, trades need to come back. If you're not going to college to do some real shit, go get a trade, my nigga. Go get a trade. Electricians, master plumbers, carpenters, all of these motherfucking people make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of their career. And a lot of them step their game up and own their own companies with no degrees. It goes back to a Kanye song. What was the name of that song, Kirk? I know you know it. What did he say? He said, my dad didn't leave me money like every...
He
left me his degrees.
So
now...
So much.
I don't have to sleep on newspapers like the rest of the homeless people. I have my degrees. Yo, real talk, I'm a degreeless Negro. I'm a degreeless Negro. But guess what? I live better than 90% of the rest of these Negroes with no fucking degree. I took my high school diploma. I went to the fire department. I saved my money. I started businesses. I bought properties. And I'm chilling. Let's get deeper into this. Nigga, I was on the motherfucking news for saying some wild shit about our cohorts. And guess what? The people asked me to apologize and I gave my ass to kiss. And I didn't lose an hour of pay. You niggas out here getting degrees, and if you're lucky enough to get a job in corporate America, you a bitch for corporate America. You walking around with your balls between your legs because they say so. They say so. Now, no disrespect to my profession or my job. I love my job and I love my profession, and the paycheck is great. But I don't have to compromise my fucking morals for them. Oh, no. That's not even the case. That's not even...
Yes, it is.
No, it's been fixed. The case has been fought. It's been fixed. And the face your hair has been instilled back. But guess what? And shout out to them niggas, man, that sat for a year and a half and still counting on day work. Who sued them jokers for that? Because the shit was wrong. But guess what? We prevailed. We prevailed. You see, once you let them people know that they don't frighten you and they can't do nothing to you, the jig is up. But like I said, most of these niggas are walking around with their nuts between their legs, trying to pretend like they got vaginas. I'm just saying, I wasn't raised like that. Real quick, quick story. I know I'm rambling on and on. But my pops was a principal in D.C. public schools. He worked at Stanton Elementary School. He was the principal there. And at this time, Michelle Reed was the superintendent. And basically, what she told him was that if he didn't fire majority of his staff because of the test scores, that he was going to be fired. You know what he did? He got fired. He didn't fire anyone. He got fired. Why? Because he didn't walk around with his nuts behind his legs. That's what's missing out here. He didn't walk around like that. So he took that L because he wasn't going to fire anybody for the mistakes that the system made against the children in that school system. He took that L like a man because he wasn't going to take somebody's job and career because of some shit they couldn't fix in the first place that the city refused to fix. That's the cloth that I'm cut from. And I don't like to sit up here and brag about myself and none of that shit. But real talk, that's the benefit of growing up with a man in a household. That's the benefit. That's the benefit. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, damn, yeah, you're right. That's the benefit. Which leads me to my next topic. Ladies, stop listening to the mainstream media. Matter of fact, let's break this down. Black women, I'm talking to you specifically. The only people who agree with and who hype you up in large, there are some anomalies, are white lesbian women who hate men. The rest of the women across the world know that they need a man and that the family is the backbone to a society, not a collective of bitter women. It's pointless. This is probably my 20th time saying this. Black girl magic is pointless. It's a false attempt at trying to solidify bad choices. You wouldn't need black girl magic if you had a family. You wouldn't need it. Because magic only exists in Disney World, on TV, at the fucking movies. This is real fucking life. Men need women. You can't use magic to make a legacy. You dig? So stop letting these people fool you, yo. And also, if you not... Okay, all right, let me say this. Don't opt to have a child without someone who wants to do it with you. Because doing it by yourself just because just because you want to keep a man, or just because you want to make his wife jealous, or just because. Stop that shit. Or just because you want to put him on child support. Okay, you're getting paid now, but guess what? You're hurting your children. And guess what else you're doing? By the time you're 40 and 50, you're hurting yourself. And you know what's going to happen? The men in the green suits with all the shiny collar grass and all that, they're going to come up to you with a folded flag. They're going to fold it for you like this. They're going to fold it for you. They're going to fold it for you. And then Barack Obama is going to come out, and all the men who fucked you or been trying to fuck you, they're all going to give you the salute while Barack Obama says this. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been this episode of Straight Talk No Chase. For myself, Cosby Digitals, and Kirk Keys, we're out of this bitch till next week. Holla! Let's go, Kirk. Let's go. Freestyle. Let's go.
I
turned
this shit off.
This shit cracked up.
He's got that. This shit, wow. This funny, this shit. I'm a plus. I can put a sleeper. Hey, tomorrow.
I think that was a good show, man.
Yeah, that was solid. My man already said that. He's like, another good show in the books.
Yeah, I've been searching for new beats all day, bro.
As I was listening to that joint, I was like, this nigga Drake probably hears a bunch of 40 beats and rides around in them joints, because he don't need to listen to other nigga music. He just needs to listen to the shit that he might create. He probably ride around 40 beats all day and come up with some dope shit, because I was sitting there listening to you talk and came up with bar after bar. I was like, damn, I could be a rapper, damn.
You should have punched that, man. I think I'm going to tell you people, fuck you, Lamar. For real. No, man.
I got to find a motherfucking black market vaccine company, because I'll be damn if
I really... Hey, I got you covered.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know, what you doing Friday, man?
Friday and one at a time.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That shit's running so crazy. You had her in the mood. You the bad and the young, the motherfucking big guy. Hey, you know, Jamar, because he got the basic, but he ain't had the battery in that level.
I gotta know it. So we gotta figure out a place. I wanna do this relationship show with like us three and like a gang of women. Like, I already talked to what's her name that used to be with us?
Tyra.
I talked to her. She's with it.
She with the shit.
Yeah, she's with the shit, bro.
I was seeing Jamal with that shit. That nigga trying to. He ain't trying to get back with his wife.
I know. He just ordered an
house. Yeah, he's trying to.
He had his fun.
You had it all. Had it all. I think I might start off with a
show
less drunk.
Yeah, I think I feel like I always thought this shit though was, which was, I needed to stop smoking right before the show. Like, I always smoke on the ride over here. So I'd be hot shit, like, fresh. But I ain't smoked since, like, 4 o'clock today. So, like...
Yeah, I didn't take one drink until, like, we started the show, because...
I think it's definitely a difference. I'd be sitting there... Like, granted, I still forgot a couple of things that I was about to say today, because that shit is normal, that's just what I do. And it's really because my brain be so all over the place that, like, I hear you say something and be like, I want to address that. And then you might say something else and be like, damn, I want to address that too. And then I forget the other thing you said that I wanted to address. It's like, oh, fuck. That'd be my real problem. But before I forget, back to the other shit though. The nigga been out here for like, what, 8 months or so, 9 months, 10 months? Because it was before, last year sometimes. It's been like almost a whole fucking year to go to Tulum and some shit, right? Yeah. But it's been almost a whole fucking year you've been out here. And she been back for all of, what, like a weekend, something like that. And he got a phone call from a number that said Dallas. And she saw that shit, like, all it said was Dallas. Like, that's what he said, the number. And she assumed it was a bitch from Dallas, which it was. But it's like, nigga, I've been out here for a whole year. Don't flip out because I got a phone call. So I'm not even addressing this bitch. I'm not even entertaining that shit. None of that, because I'm trying to get my house back in order. So if you're going to trick out
off of that, you watch Cameron Sanders. But the kind of nigga that's not... Comment.
Not coming at fucking all. I mean, like, nigga, if I was you, I'd be like, nigga, fuck out of here. Already, like,
here's the thing, right? How old is she? 32?
31. Something like that. She's 10 years, I gotta
look up there. You got two kids by this nigga. Pipe down.
That shit's true.
Where you gonna go?
She's still on track to nigga just off this trip with the baby that he that been had. But you stayed. You stayed. So you're here. So what the fuck?
Where you gonna go?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think she spent that year realizing it. And that's why she's trying to come back. And then she still don't realize that, like, her brain, she can't get out of her head. So, like, she's getting out of her head.
I'm gonna get over a lot. But at the end of the day, like, so look, my other three sisters, right? So one of the white ones was raised by my grandparents. Because her mother was like, she don't even know her mother like at all. So she got a pretty decent upbringing from my grandparents. But she was still a little fucked up out here. But she just got married a couple months ago to a cool white man dude. But he got his picture straight. They got a big ass house in North Carolina. Like, pool, dirt bikes, two kids, boy, girl, they chill. Her life is great. My other two sisters, both graduated from college, but they fucked up. Because their mother was fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I say that to say this. The amount of peace of mind that you realize the older you get, like, just from having your mother and father in the same house, and seeing how they react, it's just seeing how they handle things is priceless compared to just not having it. You know what I mean? Because my one sister is a fucking PhD, right? She still ain't got her shit together. She was married to the nigga that made the legendary burger. That was her husband.
I remember that. Dwayne Michael or some shit.
She wrecked her own.
They ain't together.
She wrecked her own marriage.
I heard.
He's out here. Even though he's trying to clean it up. But that's my man, but you know.
Yeah.
He's extra as fuck, but. What are you doing? You went and got pregnant by a random nigga in the fire department that didn't want no kid. I went to her baby shower last week. He wasn't there. And all these women are hyping her up, like, you know, oh, you're a beautiful mom, blah, blah. You sit up here by yourself having a photo shoot. Well, somebody is coming. And you
did they already have kids together, her and the other dude?
No, they didn't. But what I'm saying is, she did that probably to try to piss him off, and he don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. He had been going to a Russell Summit.
Mm-hmm. And they gone.
And the bitch he went was the bitch they was having threesomes with, and she got jealous of that. Like, I'm just like, dude, what are you thinking about?
You should have kept your fucking gun.
Because I got a square, bitch. I ain't even trying to have a threesome for nothing.
Which is cool. I mean, honestly, I don't have a problem with her. She ain't trying to do that. She ain't trying to do that. But what I'm saying is, she wrecked her own marriage, right? Because of some shit that other hoes had to do and do. And at the end of the day,
that's in reality too. Like, maybe your friends having these drinks up. The friends are the ones going through. And her friends most often be single shit too.
But they look at you now. You have a PhD. You went to all this school, $500,000 in debt, right? To be a psychologist. And you're not even a psychologist. She hasn't even passed her state test to practice, right? So you work at, like, I don't try to get into her shit, but what I'm saying is, like, now you got this baby and you have no plan. That nigga who she got pregnant by, he's going to take care of the kid, but he ain't got no kid. And it's,
so you're going to relax. What are you doing? He's going to take care of the kid, but he ain't going to take care of you and his kid. He don't really give a fuck about you.
He's a street nigga that got lucky and got a fire department job. He's making the most money ever made in his life right now. He's 30 years old, 6 years younger. He's just trying to live. He had decades of fucking Rose Bar. You know what I mean? It's just the mentality of these women, man. It's just like,
I'm intrigued when I get home because I don't fuck with marriage on like that, and my girl already know that, and we just had to have a show talking about y'all niggas we get married. Whoa. And she was watching this stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't care, that shit don't bother me.
If you don't want to marry her, if you don't...
It ain't that I don't want to marry her, I ain't trying to get married.
Because you don't want
to... But I'll have to take care of my kids, all that. Yeah, I just don't want, I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want. I care about my freedom more than any of that shit. Like, that's just, yeah. That's why I fuck with the way Nick Cannon put that shit in perspective. Because it's just like, these bitches ain't property. And for real, that's a good way to put it to make it the women understand that, like, I ain't property either. Because a lot of women, especially the women in power, just don't want to, like, put that and feel like they own shit. So it's like, I bet, yeah, I'm not even going to do all of that. Do your own thing.
You know, they make it seem like the color purple is, like, real. Like, most women are not going through no shit like that. But they make it seem like that. But really, they really want that. Not color purple, but they really want to be possessed. You know? They want that.
Yeah, I'm here. And that's the fascinating part about it, too. But all of them don't. I'm trying to find all the ones that don't.
You don't want no future with the girl. Just let her go.
I'll be with you forever.
What you can do is you can set your whole life up, your money, your finances, everything into a trust. Yeah. Where though, if you have a trust, you can even marry her. But if you have a trust, everything is set in that trust, it's nothing that she can do to you. Because all your money is... Everything is organized and tied up and it's spelled out where it's supposed to go. Me and my wife both have trust. The 5 times she died, everything organized and nobody gets screwed.
Yeah, that's like shit.
If she dies tomorrow, I would never do it, but I can't be like, I'm taking everything, screw your daughter. I can't do that. It's, you know what I mean? And vice versa.
Yeah, we don't have any of that type of shit because we ain't got no kids or nothing like that. And I already, like...
But what I'm saying is you just set that up.
Yeah. What I mean is, are we already, like, at the 401k with some shit called, like, the investment plan and all that? Yeah, we did together. We got the investment joint, all that. My dad, she did my shit, all that. Like, it's all tied up.
We just married.
Because it's literally the stipulations of, like, your freedom and how much leeway and all that shit you got. Like, I feel like there's levels of shit where if we was married, she would try to supersede the decisions and the shit that I make and all of that, all the shit that I'm doing, or, like, how frequently I'm out or how long
I'm
out.
You think she would do that?
I think she would, yes. I believe it wholeheartedly. And the fact that I ain't married, it turns to her, and I can do whatever the fuck I want, and she don't try to control it. And it's the literal, like, mindset of, if you start doing that dumb shit, I will and can leave and don't feel like I'm losing anything because we ain't married enough and we ain't binded together. So, like, it's that little bit that I feel like is what gives me the freedom. Because if we did lock all that shit in, the shit that she do complain about, she does complain about it sometimes. She just don't try to control it or, like, take it over. Like, I think she would do more than just complain about it if, like, we just married that shit. That's just how I feel.
She's trying to
get
the right one.
And that could be it, too. I might be right.
I've been through a situation. I'm married to my last wife.
Problem is, we so fucking tied in, too. She and, you know, that's my, that's basic cousin, too. So, like, Logie, Jordan, baseball games, all that type shit that I might be coming. Like, she's going to want to come in them and all that type shit, too. And it's going to be awkward. And so, like, we so plugged in, tied in. It's like, why the fuck? Even if you not the one, I don't dislike you, but, like, have a disdain for you, anything like that, enough to where it's like, yeah, I gotta go find another bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how, you feel like that, though, but you probably shouldn't, because to be honest with you, man, that's how my ex-wife was. And sure enough, that's what she did. But, you know, I didn't even ask that bitch to marry me. She kind of like, we had bought a house, which I wasn't thinking, I was only 20. Or 25 at the time. Mm-hmm. We bought a house, right? So then it was like, my man that hit me was like, yo, let's go to Jamaica, blah, 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 what couples trip. And she was like, no, we can go to Jamaica, we can just get married, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, it's probably a good idea, but I wasn't. Next thing you know, she's like, yo, I talked to my dad, I talked to your mom, I told him that we were going to be married, blah, 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 and me act like a bitch ass nigga at the time. I just went with it, but I never got down and was like, no. I never did that, and I ended up in a marriage for almost 9 years that I didn't want to be in. I hated the bitch.
That's wild.
But it's funny because when I got in this situation, even when, like, I was dealing with her, because I've been there for, like, first time I met her, I was about to get divorced. And I knew just hanging around. I'll marry this bitch. No, I want to say this one. I'll marry her. I knew that I wanted to. And then when I ran into her again at the, you know, at the very end of the last marriage, we just got together, everything was all good. I was like, you know, I'm gonna marry her. So, you know, when you want to marry somebody, you don't want to marry that girl.
You're
thinking of ways you can stay with her without being married.
Yeah,
well, right.
Just here's the reality.
Cut her loose and let her
prior
have her
to, not prior to her, prior to her, along with the whole other joint. I wanted to get married prior to it. Like, the moment I was, like, seriously dating and all that, pursued, got her, all of that, I wanted to marry her. And then once that shit fell off, it was just kind of like, yeah, I probably don't want to go up with her. They did this, right? And then kind of like, just got too bad in, honestly.
It's probably pressure because they should be related to your best friends, people that you like, oh, that's like, I do this. Don't do it. You know what? Don't waste. You hear the thing. Don't waste her time. Because she's still relatively young. Cut her, man. Look, I'm not trying to give you a relationship. To me, it doesn't sound like it's worth it because all you're going to do is waste her youth. And by the time you're done with her, she's going to be too fucking old.
Yeah.
You got this foundation going. You're getting money. You're only going to get more. Live your fucking life. And then when you run into the one that you want to marry, then marry her. But don't wait. I'm older than you. I'm not that much older than you, but I'm older than you. And I'm telling you, man, don't waste your time or hers. I mean, what's the point of being in a relationship if it's not going towards a marriage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what you want to do, but you also got to think about it.
Sign off his book.
Can we? Wow.